Burnaby, B.C. The officer in charge when police in Surrey, B.C., kill the hostage taker and the woman he was holding says he believes he did everything possible to save her. RCMP Inspi. Blair White told a coroner's inquest on Wednesday the suspect, Randy Crossan, gave officers a deadline on when he would kill Nona McEwen, and a mental health professional working with police believed the man wanted to die. White took the jury through police actions during the nine-hour standoff that dragged into the early morning hours of March 29, 2019. The RCMP emergency response team was in charge of the scene around the house after police received reports that Crossan was inside with a gun. An armored vehicle was parked on the home's front lawn so officers could use a loudspeaker to speak with Crossan. White said the suspect pointed a pistol out the window and police heard what they thought was a bear banger tossed in their direction, he said. Efforts to get Crossan to speak to police were unsuccessful, White said. He told the jury the mission changed from officers wanting to check on McEwen and arrest Crossan on an outstanding warrant to wanting them both out of the house and arresting Crossan on new charges. Crossan called 911, White said, telling the operator to tell those pigs to leave. Leave my house or I'll come out and shoot them. He said police broke down the front door of the house so a robot could enter to record sound and video. Just before 7 a.m. the robot heard Crossan say, "You have an hour or I'm going to kill her," White testified. White said he approved a plan to use explosives to enter through a door and window of a bedroom where they believed Crossan was holding McEwen. "I did everything I believe that I could have under those circumstances to make the right decisions at the right time for the right reasons with the right resources and assets in place." He said he heard multiple gunshots being fired from what sounded like two different caliber weapons and heard over the radio that the suspect was dead and the hostage had been rescued but was in critical condition. "There's nothing worse for a critical incident commander to hear what I heard that day. To go from some form of an elation, hearing that the victim had been rescued, and then receiving news a short time later from the hospital that that wasn't the case, that she was deceased," he said, "it's heart-wrenching. And I feel for the family, feel for the members, I feel for the neighborhood." He said once he launches a plan, it is out of his hands, and he had hope that Crossan would do the right thing instead of the absolutely worst thing possible. "At the very end, the only one that could have changed the narrative is the subject," he said. "They created the circumstances, and they finished the circumstances, and unfortunately every opportunity we gave them to stop was not acknowledged," he said of Crossan. A report from the province's police watchdog following the deaths cleared police of wrongdoing and said Crossan held McEwen in front of him as a shield against police bullets. Coroner's juries do not place blame but have the option to make recommendations to prevent similar deaths in the future. Ashley Joanno in Vancouver. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 17, 2024. The Canadian Press. RCMP Divisional Headquarters is shown in Surrey, BC, on Thursday, January 11, 2024. The officer in charge on the day police killed a hostage taker in Surrey, BC, and the woman he was holding says he believes he did everything possible to save her. The Canadian Press, Ethan Cairns, Greater Than.